brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to the Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
That's a fact. Definitely a fact.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
159, I mean, we stink. I mean, 201, we stink. 2 a.m., though.
We're it.
We are the kings.
You know why? Because all the stations are playing commercials.
We are.
Right, exactly.
We are like Elvis at 2 a.m.
That's right. Yep.
Well, this is Made Man Bob. Joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
Okay. I just want to say how happy I am to be here today because I don't see anything with smoke or peat on it. Even though someone said seagrass, I was worried that that might be peat, but I was confirmed
hey,
wrong.
Hey, you were at Ardbeg Day yesterday, and you had a ball. You were whacking back the peat. It was awesome.
He was in love with the tasting girl.
That too.
Okay, who's not to be in love with an Ardbeg tasting girl?
Mm-hmm.
She was endowed. And she knew her stuff. She was smart.
Right.
And good old boy.
That's what I was thinking about her when I saw her.
Thank you for having me. This is a great show to be on in the middle of the night.
And good old boy, Jason.
Good morning, y'all. No place I'd rather be at 2 a.m.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can drink. And
when we do another wine show, Bob, how many wines we got? We got some wines.
Well, I don't know. The guy who owns a wine store doesn't really ever help me get any wine.
I'm just on air talent, baby. Yeah. I'm here for the looks.
You're on
I'm
air.
I'm here for my looks.
You got two of those three words right. You're on air. Okay. Medium talent on his best
day. I don't
have
time to do your job, Bob.
Medium
I got my own
talent
job.
On his best day. So we're going to be discussing some whiskeys today. So here's the ones we're going to be talking about. From Penelope, we have the Penelope Straight Bourbon Whiskey 4-Grain. We have the Penelope Straight Bourbon Whiskey Barrel Strength 4-Grain Batch 8. We have the Penelope Straight Bourbon Whiskey Barrel Strength Toasted 4-Grain. For the folks at Barrel Bourbon, we have the Barrel Bourbon Batch 30. We have the Barrel Bourbon Seagrass Cask Strength. We have the Barrel Bourbon Gold Label. We have Old Forester Single Barrel Rye, and from New Riff, we have the Red Turkey Wheated Kentucky Straight Bourbon. So we're going to ask Justin to help us out and give us our sip ratings.
We should each do one sip rating and then have Justin do two. Go around the table.
Okay, I'll do the first one.
That's all right, you start.
I am Hans, and this is Franz. We're here to pump you up. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Water. Do it, Bob. You're next.
Drink water.
That's just real. I need a moment. Somebody else go because I've got to get over that one.
Yeah. Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Okay, I will go next. I'm going to tell you that three sips, it is very interesting. But what is this again?
Interesting.
Them four sips. I like them four sips. They's almost as good as them French fried tater. You know, the other day I was having some four sips and it was really nice.
That's classified.
Oh, that's,
finish it up, Justin.
I see that dude at the family reunion every year. His
Hans
parents are cousins.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Is your brother and cousin?
Well, it's like being from, you know, our favorite state, Alabama. You look and you introduce, you know, when you walk in, you go, I'd like you to meet my wife and my sister. And there's only one girl there.
That's right. Yeah.
If you get divorced in Alabama, is she still your cousin?
There's no divorce in Alabama.
This is exactly why I married an Alabama girl. I'm from the other side of the planet. There's no interbreeding. There's no recessive
genes. No common genes.
That's right. We gotta get
you're saving the species, Alabama people.
That's right.
Hans and Franz is back again. Like tag team. Five sips. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my right. goodness!
Yes! Yes!
I think that experiment failed.
Yes!
Can I do the first whiskey, Bob?
All I know is he's quite a girly man.
You've
got these little noodle arms. And you need to work out. The
doesn't matter
like
who does the first
noodles.
Whiskey. We already lost all of our listeners.
So this show is just for ourselves. That's
we're
fine.
Off the rails already.
Is this the time on Sprockets when we dance?
Yeah, this is when we dance. Yeah.
Would you like to touch my monkey?
I love that skit. Anyway, let me talk about the first whiskey, Bob. I'm going to go on. This is good old boy Harmeet, and I'm talking about the Penelope Bourbon, which looks like penelope, which is half antelope, half... No, we're not going to do that. It was founded by Mike Palladini and Danny Police. They're friends and neighbors who wanted to create an approachable bourbon for everyone to enjoy and share. It was named after Mark's newly born daughter. Mike's newly born daughter.
Reading is fundamental.
I took my glasses off. It started with an M.
Just when he's ready to start reading, he takes his glasses off.
My eyes are watering from the laughing.
It's science. Anyway,
I shouldn't have made fun of Mike's newly born daughter Penelope.
Poor
but
taste.
It's penelope. Like, you know, like
it Jekyll. Wasn't funny the first 17 times before we recorded, and it wasn't funny the first it's time you did it while we were recording.
We're sorry, Mike.
Yeah. All right. The bourbon is distilled in MGP. In Indiana, it's a blend of three different bourbon mash bills comprised of four grains, corn, wheat, rye, malted barley, aged in barrels with number four charred staves and number two charred heads. The first whiskey is the Penelope Straight Bourbon Whiskey, four grain, 40% ABV, 80 proof. Aged only 2 to 3 years, non-chill filtered, 75% corn, 15% wheat, 7% rye, and 3% malted barley. It's a pale gold, very pale, and the nose is all about honey, soft wheat and apricots, and there's a little bit of spice going on there, like clove or black pepper. And the entry on the palate, I got soft, and then hold on, it's yummy. There's a greenness to the whiskey because it's young, but I'm getting this fennel spice note and a little bit of cinnamon. That I just normally green whiskeys to me they're too young, just are unappealing. This one just tastes great. So I want to really taste these older whiskeys and I want to taste these higher proofs. So I fell in love with this one. Just inexpensive, entry level, great whiskey. The finish is short, the proof is low, but I still liked it.
Yeah, with this one, I really want to have it with a mixer of some kind, some like a little fruit spritzer or something like that, because I think it would blend well with that.
I'd do a highball with this.
Yeah, something like that. You know, something other than just drinking it straight.
Oh, it'd be make you know? This be a great highball by the pool. Absolutely.
Oh, for sure. You know, for
I can
sure.
Drink I think this straight I just, too. Just maybe this just on the rocks would be fine for me.
On the rocks by the pool would also be good.
Right.
Hooked up the IV drip bag in my arm
if
by the pool.
This is what they're starting with. This is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of interesting that they did a four charred staves and a two charred heads like.
Who started that was the guy built John Glazer from Compass Box Whiskey. He did American staves with French oak heads. It was called Oak Cross. The first time he made it. Then later he did different.
It's nice they're doing something different like that. You know, it's just like wonder how much different is it. I'd like to see him do the same thing, like do a number three char, and put them next to each other and see how exactly it would come out. It would just be kind of interesting thing to see about. But Justin.
Well, you're paying for the barrels.
Yeah, I say drink me now and believe me later. This stuff is pretty good. It really, in the beginning, all the disparate parts of the grains, they were kind of separated and it wasn't working for me. But after an hour outside of the bottle, it's all melded well. And for a young spirit, what they were trying to do, it really worked.
I can't believe it's only 2 years old.
It's gotten softer as it's set outside. It's kind of like it's like the softness to it. It just kind of like gives you like a little like a little bunny hug.
A buddy hug?
A bunny hug.
A goat hug. Goat hug?
Bunny hug. Goat hug.
Yeah.
Oh, a goat hug. Yeah. Goat hugs are the best.
If you're not following Brent on Instagram or Facebook or whatever.
He's getting all the affection now he missed early on.
Bob, what'd you think?
Brent is in the business of goat transportation lately, so making fun of him because he's driving around the country bottle feeding goats in the back of his van full of booze, so. I again, the reason that I reached out to these guys.
That just didn't sound good on any level, Bob.
The reason that I reached out to these fellas is we met them at KBF last year.
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot of really great stuff on their whiskey, and I wanted to try it, and I was very impressed. Again, it does not drink like the age that it is.
No.
Is it a little green? It's a little green. It definitely could, use some more time, but how many times have we had 2 to 3 year old whiskey that was just good?
You want to just say, why in the world did they put it at two to three year whiskeys?
I like are the ones like I can taste the potential. I want to taste this later.
But this is lovely.
And I think that's beyond that. I actually like this.
Staves gave it a complexity that you want in a whiskey that the 2 years alone wasn't going to deliver. Yeah.
I mean, it did a great job. It's very soft. It's got a great mouthfeel to it.
Definitely.
It's got some nice caramel on the front, some brown sugar.
I'm not getting brown sugar. I'm getting more like baked fruit.
The finish isn't long, but again, at its age, you don't expect the finish to be all that long. A solid effort, an absolute solid effort by the guys at Penelope. So we're going to be rating the Penelope Straight Bourbon Whiskey 4-grain a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So let's go to Brent. He can tell us about our next whiskey.
Thanks, Bob. Our next whiskey is Penelope Straight Bourbon Whiskey, barrel strength 4-grain, batch 8, 57.9% ABV. That's 115.8 proof, and it's non-chilled filtered. So another nice light copper color. It's not brown. On the nose.
We got a little rule back home. If it's brown, drink it down.
I get some vanilla. Get a little bit of pepper, get some orange to it and stuff.
It's on tons of vanilla now. It's breathing.
Yeah, as it's breathing, you get more vanilla to it, My notes on the side of this is the bomb. Right off the bat, I appreciated it when I call it that. On the palate, let's take a little another sip of it. Yeah, I'll come back and tell you how this sip tastes in a minute.
After the commercial?
Yeah.
There you go.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were with Brent talking about the next whiskey from Penelope. So tell us a little bit more.
Da Bomb, right, Brent?
Da Bomb is what I called it. That's what I wrote right on the sideline. Da Bomb. On the palate, the same thing. The vanilla, the pepper, the orange, the smoothness, the creaminess, just the entire mouthfeel, the coatingness of your mouth. Da Bomb. That's what I wrote it. I was extremely, extremely impressed with this. Very much enjoyed it. Justin, what about you?
I love this. One, they had me at cask strength, or barrel strength, rather.
You're a proof hound.
I am. And first I got the rye, and then I could taste the barley, and then it kind of finished with the wheat. On the nose, the rye was really prominent. This is a really solid spirit. What'd you think, Bob?
I remember having this when we were at KBF, and it is, pretty much exactly like I remember it. I mean, it's extremely well done.
Back last September.
Yeah, extremely well done.
Define KBF for those who don't know.
Kentucky Bourbon Festival, annual event held in Kentucky every year in the middle of September.
Very good. So you're supposed to do that first, then you can call it the initials later.
But, really well done whiskey. And again, it's cask strength, so we tend to always lean toward that. But
I'd say proof hound, but I also mean the other word that sounds.
I lean more towards, you know, non-chill filters as well. You know, you've got more of those oils and those fatty acids, so you get a little bit more flavor out of it.
It's mouth coating when you don't
chill filter. Extremely well done. Great, great mouth coat to it. Very, very creamy. It's got a lot of nice vanilla.
It starts out creamy, but the pepper on the palate is
the pepper big. Is back half of the tongue down the throat. You know, the front is okay, but man, the back half is just lit up with the pepper spice. The finish goes on for a pretty long time. I mean, I'm still tasting it now.
None of you guys said anise. I got a little bit of anise on the finish. Tons of red pepper, actually, but anise.
Pepper, I got your niece. She doesn't like you. I missed.
Yeah. I've met your niece. She doesn't like you either.
Yeah, and I didn't get your niece.
I got too many nephews. I like.
I didn't
my
get
niece.
Your niece on this at all.
But yeah, absolutely lovely whiskey and really well done.
Oh. I may have to shoot you.
So we're going to be rating the Penelope straight bourbon whiskey barrel strength, 4 grain, batch number 8. A well deserved. 4 sips.
That's classified.
It really got better with air.
The bomb.
Did. I mean, it was great out of the bottle, but with air, it got so even much better.
With air. Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
Barrel Bourbon Batch 30. It's 58.66 alcohol.
You're on the wrong one.
You're way beyond this.
Oh.
Go back one. You know, the page. There you go.
Penelope straight bourbon whiskey barrel.
Penelope straight bourbon whiskey barrel strength. Toasted 4 grain.
This is what happens when you drink so many cast strength whiskeys all at once.
Yeah.
It's 56.8% alcohol by volume. Or 113.6 proof, and it's non-chill filtered. This expression is a blend of 3 different bourbons.
Well, the fat man made a funny.
21% rye bourbon, 99% corn bourbon, and 45% wheat bourbon. After maturation, new charred oak barrels, American oak barrels, the whiskey is finished in a new medium and heavy toasted American oak barrel, aged 3 to 5 years.
How many barrels are they using here? So 3 different bourbons. So it's 3. That's 3 barrels right there.
You're talking about a set of winter tires, but dumber than an inbred donkey.
You got three virgin American oak barrels.
Come on, you got to like anything from letter candy. Come on,
oak barrels, and then finish in medium. That's a lot of barrels, dude. That's a lot of wood you're paying for.
You're getting a lot with this spirit.
You're getting a lot, yeah.
With the nose, I got rye, wheat, light oak, and a touch of marzipan. On the palate, I got heavy corn, and then it got more complex after that. And the finish was short, but I really enjoyed this.
What did you think, Harvey? You should chew better when you're eating. And then,
yeah. You're right.
Wow, my tongue's on fire right now from this. I just took another sip. That's a lot of spice.
I like what they've done. I like all the things. You mentioned all the different barrels. Like, I'm like, wow. I like what they have thought of out in advance and they've done to this to really make it appealing and... It's not the bomb like the last one, but it's really darn close.
Okay, look, I have a caveat here. Not everyone thinks this stuff out in advance. A lot of people throw stuff at the wall and see if it sticks. So I'm not going to name the Scotch whiskey, which I kind of drank, but sometimes they screwed up. They made one with 4 different barrels. It's like, this will do this and they'll do a finish. That didn't work. We'll do another one. Let's put in a different barrel. That didn't work either. Let's put in a fourth barrel. So sometimes that happens as well.
I think you're reading too much into this that you think it's going from one barrel to the next barrel, the next barrel, the next barrel. They're doing it. They're finishing in medium and heavy toasted. So I'm guessing that means there's a couple in one barrel and there's a couple in another. It's not like they're going from one to the next one to the next one.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. That would make no sense. That would be silly.
And they're toasted.
That's the way it happened. The
toasted barrels, not charred barrels, which makes a difference as well.
I saw your face. That just looks. I hear that voice. That's I see you, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just knock that over anywhere.
another thing I want to say. Great thing for Penelope. These guys use synthetic corks, which I love. You will never get a tainted whiskey because of synthetic cork. I love these guys for that.
You're tougher than a set of winter tires, but dumber than an inbred donkey.
Yeah, I just keep going back to that one. I'm sorry.
Where's that? Which one's that one from?
Letterkenny.
That's from Letterkenny? Which season?
Oh, let me pull out my catalog. What are you?
Whatever. Brent, talk about the whiskey. I'm sorry.
No, I enjoyed this. I didn't enjoy this as much as the previous expression that they had.
I agree with you.
But I like the experimentation that they're doing this with all the different barrels. So it's, I love this. I love that they're doing this. I love that they're making something different.
I think it was a successful experiment. I mean, it's a different flavor profile than the last one, absolutely. But exactly. I think it works. I mean,
anybody can go in and just get their regular, normal, straight bourbon and stuff.
That first expression
this is
great.
Setting themselves apart and doing something different and giving them another product line. Yeah. And I like that.
No, I mean, it's extremely well put together. It's got, I mean, you can smell the additional char in there, you know, from doing the barrel finishing. You know, there's definitely that toast in there and on the palate.
I just feel it's like not quite as balanced as the first two.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. I mean, they may, you know, maybe they're tuning this in, but, you know, maybe a little less of the heavy toast and more of the, you know, who knows? But I think, you know, it's what they were shooting for. I think it's well done. And I sure wouldn't turn my nose up at it if you offered me a glass or a bottle of this. So, you know, I think, again,
I'll take a bottle.
The guys at Penelope, well done.
Yeah.
I actually have a single barrel bottle somewhere in this house. I just don't know where it's at. That I picked up last time I was in Nashville. So, so, you know, great job with these guys.
We'll find out by the end of the show.
It'll be cracked.
Yeah. So our score for the Penelope straight bourbon whiskey barrel strength toasted 4-grain is going to be a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
Okay, Bob, tell us about this next one.
All right, so the next one is from our friends Joe and Janet Beatrice over at Barrel Bourbon. This is the Barrel Bourbon Batch 30. It's 58.66 ABV, 117.32% ABV.
Woo! No, proof.
Non-chill filtered, natural color. Barrel Bourbon Batch 30 is a blend of bourbons that were distilled and aged.
Hold on. You guys can't see this. But Bob spelled color the British way on the script.
And he had to stop me for it. Sit down. Shut
You're
up.
You're a spy. You're not American.
Sit down.
He's not an American.
Shut up. I'll turn your mic off. So this was a blend of bourbons that were distilled and aged in Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, and Wyoming, aged from 5, 6, 9, 10, 11, and 15-year-old barrels. So nice sort of burnished bronze color to it. It's got a nice shine, kind of bright. On the nose, I definitely get an apple cidery kind of apple pie nose to it.
It was more baked apple before, but now this breathe, it's apple cider. Like you're right.
I get peppermint, and then I get a bit of. Yeah, I think they're right. I think there's just a touch of coriander. I definitely get coconut.
I get coriander and coconut, but dude, the peppermint, until you said it, I couldn't figure out what that was.
Yeah. It's on the very, very tip of the nose, just that sort of cooling, you know, that not, you know, in your face peppermint, just sort of that chill.
It's like one nose you'll have the apple cider, the next nose you'll have the peppermint.
Yeah.
I get coconut. Coconut's a very common thing for American oak. But I rarely smell it as much as people talk about it, you know, but definitely this coconut here.
On the palate, the first thing that jumps out at me is oatmeal raisin cookies, like really spicy oatmeal raisin cookies. When you get somebody who makes them right, you know, they're not okay, bland.
Look, I love oatmeal raisin cookies. I've never had one I'd call spicy.
Oh,
I'm from India.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call spicy American white
oatmeal
boy.
Oatmeal raisin cookie. I'm not talking.
There's no such thing as a spicy oatmeal raisin cookie.
Not talking Publix ones. I'm talking like the ones, you know, that are homemade that really boost it up.
You just put a lot of cinnamon and clove in your oatmeal raisin or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So those are spices. Those are flavorings. In India, we have spices. They are very different from what you have.
I'm turning his mic off.
Is it too late to turn his mic off? Yeah.
So, huge oatmeal raisin cookie. Definitely like a big citrus note on it. And then there's a there's a distinct creaminess to it. Almost, I mean, they put down they have in there net tasting notes of chai. I think there is a little bit of that in there.
There is chai here. You are
there is a just a light bit of creaminess. So I'm getting that. So what'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, the one thing I got is I got some hot chocolate along with that oatmeal raisin cookie to it. You know, as I said on the nose, that apple cider vinegar just hit me right away. Like, why am I smelling apple cider vinegar in a bourbon? And then, you know, then it brushes off. You get some of those other notes on it and stuff, like, oh, okay. And then it comes back again and like, why am I smelling it again? But the on the palate, that chocolate, that oatmeal raisin, I got some Thai spice notes to it, a little bit, you know, that Thai spice seasoning.
Those Thai green chilies.
Yeah, exactly. Like that, you know, with the
cookie. Definitely it's more of a hot chocolate, but it's, you ever have like when they make the spicy hot chocolate, they put a little pepper in it and everything. It's
the Mexican hot chocolate.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. It's like Mexican hot chocolate.
You know, so
it's lovely. I mean, it's really lovely. What'd you think,
Justin? Notes to it and stuff. Everything about this is very pleasant, very approachable. I want to go back for more and more, you know? So,
was like a July 4th barbecue. You had like the cider and the mouthfeel kind of reminded me of like hamburger or hot dog, and then the oatmeal raisin cookies for dessert. This is a great, great American spirit. You've got many states, many age statements, and many different flavors, and it all works just like our great country.
I love the ability.
4th of July, so it's filled with relatives who've been drinking too much and talking about things they ought not to talk about.
Of course.
And then me over in the corner trying to put some kid out.
Yes.
Because, you know, well, there's got to be explosives. Yeah.
Right.
But the ability that they have to just take 6 different barrels and blend them together like this to make this is pretty incredible in itself.
This is magic. Only in America. A disservice.
You know,
this is like he's talking about the 4th of July. This is a fireworks.
Yeah, again, they've always done an amazing job with the blending at Barrel Bourbon. They're, you know, they know what they're doing.
Right.
They absolutely know what they're doing. So,
so complex.
Yeah. I was not a fan of Barrel Bourbon until the last couple of years when they've really started to.
Yeah, they got it together. Now.
Yeah, they've really flourished in the last. I'm going to say like the last 2 years. I've really come to enjoy their products.
I've liked them all along, but that's just me. So
no,
I liked them all along too. But this is the most complex whiskey I've had from them.
Yeah,
I was not their biggest fan early on.
Extremely well. Shout out to our buddy John Simpkins, who is their biggest fan.
Oh, he is their biggest fan.
Every release they've ever made.
Yes.
He's also nuts. So apparently has the most understanding spouse on earth. So, well, we're going to be rating the Barrel Bourbon Batch 30, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So we're coming up to our next whiskey. Harm, you think he can keep it together?
I doubt it. You have to
hope he did better than me.
Yeah. So this is what's number 5? Barrel Bourbon Seagrass Cask Strength, 59.2% ABV, 118.4 proof. The barrel seagrass is an ode to coastal memories, blended to evoke the joy of a day on the beach and an evening listening to soothing rhythms of the waves. Seriously, who wrote this?
Marketing people. Move on.
It's a blend of American and Canadian rye whiskeys. Each ingredient is meticulously sourced from finished separately in Martinique rum barrels, Madeira, and apricot brandy barrels. This, just when you read that, that's so enticing. A portion of the proceeds of the sale for these barrels are donated to the Ocean Foundation to contribute to the conservation and restoration of seagrass. Very important. The color is a bright copper. The note is just a fruit bomb. It's bright with high acidity, a honeydew melon, plums. I get a ton of apricot. And there's an herbal note, which I can't really put my finger on. And there's a salinity. I guess there's that whole seaside ocean thing they're going with. There's a floral note to it. But where it really shines is on the palate. Sweet and juicy pears. A little bit of cinnamon, rosemary, tons of fennel seed, flowers. There's another fruit I can't really put my finger on it. It's almost lychee, but it's just so good. And the finish is medium to long. And it's getting, with the air, it's getting a bit longer. Brent, what do you think?
Well, one thing I want to say is the name seagrass is is a little bit deceivious to us because it's...
I love that. Deceivious.
Yeah, because...
Well, he makes up his own words.
I like it.
You know, because...
No, that's in the lexicon now.
Exactly, because I don't... Because I want to... Because I'm used to being on the beach. I used to smell the seagrass and stuff and so... And the peat and stuff like that. And this is a fruit... This is a fruit bomb.
Yeah.
This is so enjoyable. I mean, if you pick this up and drink it and don't like it, I'll be like, what? Say what? You know?
So look, I mean, I
don't know who this would not appeal to, you know?
So... For the store, recently I purchased 2 barrels of barrel bourbon. This is still my favorite. I picked 2 personal barrels.
Yeah.
I have an Armagnac cask.
That you have at the store is quite exceptional. But no, and,
I still and come stuff, back to this. So,
you going to make up some more words while we're at it? So. Mm-hmm.
I think he made up a great word. Defecation.
I'm going to make up another word, too.
Before he gets to make something to get beeped with.
Well, what does that say?
He
picked
know.
2 barrels, and he likes the one that he didn't pick better.
Well, that's the
no,
one they
that's
put.
Not
I,
true.
I'm surprised that they can put out such great quality. You know, when I taste single barrels, I taste 10 barrels, right? I taste 5 to 10 barrels minimum.
And yet, yours is still not as good as theirs. So that I just says that your skills are terrible.
Brent likes my barrel better.
That's not true.
Well, that Brent Armagnac, helped pick that barrel.
That Armagnac is amazing. Let me sing the praises of that.
But look, let me say, the Madeira and the apricot brandy work so well together.
So this kind of reminds me of someone from Hawaii that make a Hawaiian style bourbon. Very floral, grassy, light bits of menthol, lots of fruit.
Tons of fruit.
Yeah, it's just exceptional. And it's really unique. So if you can get it, get it.
It's like Hawaii. If Peter Brady finds the evil tiki statue, if you don't return it back.
I can't get this.
Yeah, like spam and rice.
Tragedy will befall the Brady family.
Are we giving it a rating or no?
We'll be back.
Commercial?
I haven't talked yet.
It's not just the destination. But baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we're still discussing the barrel bourbon seagrass.
And you didn't get a chance to chime in on this one, Bob.
This one is really, really well done. It's got that sort of salinity on the nose. It's not like an Iowa salinity. It's more fresh. It's more bright.
It's Caribbean. You're on an island in the Caribbean.
But yeah, I'm on the palate, where it really.
<There you go. laughs>
On the palates where it really shines. Pears, lychees, white grapefruit.
Grapefruit?
Just really? Yes. White grapefruit, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Maybe that's the fruit I was missing.
Yeah. A little bit of lemon.
It's got that sourness to it for that grapefruit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's where I'm getting
it. Yeah, you're right. I don't think it's lemon so much as grapefruit. I think you're right.
No, I'm getting a lemon, not lemon flavor, more
like peel?
Lemon essence. Yeah. Not even like a straight lemon, more like a Myers lemon.
So a bi lemon?
Really, really well done. I mean, again, one of their better ones that they've produced. I've been a fan of their stuff since day one, and they've really just, you know, they're really hitting it on all cylinders, especially the last couple of years. This is an excellent release. I think they've done a very amazing job of blending this to get all these flavors out. especially taking from so many different places as
this
they
is
did.
Talent. This is real talent, blending all these things.
This is extremely well done. So we're going to be rating the Barrel Bourbon Seagrass Cask Strength a well-deserved four sips. All right, so we're going to go to our next one from Barrel. We're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. This is Barrel Bourbon Gold Label. It's 56.77% ABV, 113.54 proof, non-age stated. Barrel Craft Spirits Gold Label Bourbon is a blend of 16 and 17-year-old straight bourbons from Indiana, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
Yet it's non-age stated.
You have me right there. 16 and 17-year-olds, I mean... You know, I mean, I think we're talking something nice already.
So why do they say NAS? Why don't you just call it 16?
Because they don't.
Because it's not. It's because it's not a. They could say 16-year-old then.
Yeah, you're not required to give it an age statement.
Right. So they're not barrels for this release were selected from four different collections: cherry bomb barrels with a rich mouthfeel, nutty oak forward barrels, high proof and high complexity barrels, and barrels with pronounced milk chocolate notes. The last group underwent a secondary maturation in toasted virgin American oak cask before being added to this intricate and seductive blend.
So you've got milk chocolate notes in your barrel, and you want to do an extra maturation of virgin American oak. These guys are magic. How'd they come up with this?
I mean, I think it is magic, you know. So the on the color, get that light, it's a lighter copper color that we have on this. On the nose, we get oak, we get sugar, we get some tobacco, a little bit of cinnamon. It's got some, it's got a little bit of smoke to it, which I noticed right off the bat, which I normally don't get a smoke on a bourbon, and I'm very particular about that. Now,
but it's a light wood smoke. It's the very char, right?
It's a very light smoke.
I'd say it's more of a char than a smoke.
Exactly, you know. So the I get some fruit, a lot of fruit on this, on the nose. It's hard to tell everything, but I mean, they note cherries and rhubarb and apricot and papaya. I don't know which one of those I get. I just get some of those. I mean, I get
a cherries blend of those. And rhubarb. I get papaya.
You know, so yeah, it's I'm a big rhubarb fan. I love rhubarb, so you know. But on the palate, let's taste this again. Mmm.
No chocolate, right?
Oh, my God. This has got this big, huge, creamy mouthfeel to it. I get some, I get the key lime pie. I get a little bananas. I get some peaches. I get some, a little bit of ginger in there. Some cherries. This is just beautiful. Oh, the finish. I love it. I mean... I'm not afraid to say that early on I was not a barrel bourbon fan, and this is like one of those things that makes me become a real big fan of it.
Well, this is not an inexpensive whiskey. This is really pricey.
Well, there's a reason.
Yeah. So,
what'd you think, Justin?
So this really reminded me of Dickel 17, which is a release that came out maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and maybe with like 10%. Malibu rum mixed in it to give it a better mouthfeel and a little more fruit. That's what I got from it.
Exactly. I mean,
everybody here wants to kill me, but that's what
all,
I think.
Can we all string them up, because this is not
Malibu rum.
Yeah, and Dickel.
No.
It may be Dickel.
I believe this is literally 16 and 17 year old Dickel.
I don't think it's 16 and 17 year old Dickel. I don't
100% know. 100%. There's 17 year old Dickel on this thing, dude.
Yeah, it's hard.
There has to be some Dickel on this, and you can taste it.
That peanut.
You don't like Dickel. I like Dickel.
It's in there.
You can taste a little bit of it, but I mean, it's.
I'm not putting it down.
There's no Malibu rum, Justin.
I know there's no Malibu rum. I'm just telling you what it tastes like. Most of our audience hasn't had Dickel 17, but probably a quarter of them have had Malibu rum.
That's real kicking the knackers, bro.
Bob, you're just shaking your head.
That's a good reason he's shaking his head. It's like there's no reason you would put bourbon and Malibu rum together.
If you did, it would taste like this.
I'm going to defend him on this.
You don't have to.
It has a tropical note.
Yes.
That coconut... It's not suntan lotion like Malibu.
Right.
But it's got that coconut, some natural coconut, right? It's good. Bob?
He's just shaking
his head.
What more can you say about this? It's an extremely well done whiskey. On the nose, I definitely get the I get hints of like a cedar chest. I get barrel char. I get like damp sort of fermenting tobacco leaf.
And the then aged tobacco, pipe tobacco.
On the on the palate, I get a on the front of the palate, I get just a hint of ginger. But then I get I get a mix of I mean, they have in there is hoppy beer notes. Absolutely, they nailed that right on. But it's almost like a mix. It's almost like it's, you know, like a, I'd swear I think there was a chocolate malt included in the mash bill in one of these, because it's got that milk chocolatey kind of,
totally milk chocolate
kind of taste to it. I definitely get some dark cherries on it, and I definitely get some like some banana pudding kind of custard flavor. And, you know, big, big coconut note. And the finish is real long. I mean, really well done. You know, excellent, excellent whiskey. I just wish they'd sent a whole bottle.
Okay. Okay, a little PSA for all of our listeners. If you ever go to a brewery and they offer you the hops to try, don't.
Yeah, you okay, should chew on PSA. No, they made fun of you for chewing on
I know
the
that,
you
but I mean, it's hops. Like they're... Somebody won $20 for
yeah. The tour guide finally won that $20 bet. Man, 4 years he'd been working that job. He finally found somebody dumb enough to go eat.
Dumb enough to taste it. Yeah,
you can smell that. I've never chewed on hops. I've smelled.
Okay, let me go back.
You're tougher than a set of winter tires, but dumber than an inbred donkey.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Oh Lord, have mercy. Okay, so we're going to be rating the Barrel Bourbon Gold label.
Oh five my sips. Goodness.
All right, so our next whiskey is the Old Forester Single Barrel Rye. We've done a lot of Old Forester on this show.
I thought Justin was supposed to do this one.
Hmm?
Are you doing the last one?
What is it? Oh.
Whatever, you do it. You start. No,
I'm Justin. Doing that one, and he's doing the next one.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I can read my script here.
Apparently, you can't read any script. So this is the single barrel rye, 63.5% ABV, 127 proof. It's 65% rye, 20% malted barley, and 15% corn. It's made from single barrel cask strength release, the original Old Forester rye, originally released from 2019. This is made from 75 barrels, which were individually selected by master taster Jackie Zykan, who is an absolute rock star.
Another magician.
We've had quite a lot of Old Forester products on here. Everybody on the show is a huge Old Forester fan. I think we've picked it as, at least one of us has picked it as distillery of the year
bad products?
Every year for the last 7 or 8 years.
I mean, have they had a bad product?
They haven't had a bad product in about 15 years.
I mean, they really haven't. I mean, it's
15 years at least. Yeah, they've been just fantastic.
Well, they're really, really killing it. So
I think they're so underrated.
How long has Jackie been working there? Zachy.
Go ahead, Bob. Zachy. Go ahead. We won't interrupt anymore. Yeah. That's a lie.
So on the nose, there's I almost pick up like a menthol on the tip of the nose.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Just sort of that sort of vapory kind of menthol on
it. Your nose is a little bit further away.
Yeah. And on the palate, hold on. On the palate, you know, creamy, rich. On the exhale, it's got a really, really good nose on it. Got a nice mouth coat to it. It's not a real spicy rye. It's got some spice to it, but it's more, this is a little more laid back. But again, these are all individual single barrels. So the one we're tasting might not actually taste like
this
the
is
one
very different
you
from
get.
The single barrel we have at our store. Or
so
at
Sardelli's with Luan Mack, yeah. Who's now the chief diversity.
Yeah.
Officer
we love Luan, man. Thanks for sending these great Thank barrel you. Bottles. But, be advised. These are single barrels and they're going to taste different. So, this barrel is.
What do you think, Justin?
Well, as Harmeet said, the two barrels we've had of this are dramatically different. Both are good, but they go to different places.
Mm-hmm.
The one we had before was like much sweeter and spicier.
We didn't have that on the show. Nobody did any reviews. Just talk about this one.
This one's got a classic rye hit on the nose. It follows through with big rye and barley on the palate, and the finish is long, and then it starts to only get spicy at the end. But it's really well done. You know, if you want an Old Forester rye and you get this one, yeah, it's great.
I don't think you're going to be upset with any one of them you get. I think it was Warehouse. What was the Warehouse?
Six and Floor 3.
Yeah, Warehouse 6, yeah. Floor 3. I've had, this is the third different one I've had now of this.
You had more than us? I'm going to cut you.
So what was the other one like?
They were all delicious. I mean, I cannot say that any one of them was bad. No, none of them were bad. I mean, they were all really good. It's hard. I would love to have them all side by side to taste them.
But it also depends on
the
day you're drinking. You know?
Exactly.
I mean, the day you're drinking, you may like one more than the other, and then that'll flip tomorrow, and that'll flip the next day.
Exactly. So. I mean, they were all good.
I've never had one that I looked at and went, eh. You know, everyone I've had has been like solid.
I've been very happy to have everything I've had from these guys.
Exactly. So.
Well, we're running short, so we're going to go ahead, and we're going to give the Old Forester Single Barrel Rye a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to ask Justin to take us out and tell us about the last whiskey we have today.
So we're going to talk about New Riff Red Turkey Wheated Kentucky Straight Bourbon. It's 50% alcohol by volume or 100 proof. It's 70% corn, 25% red turkey wheat, 5% malted barley, aged at least 5 years. It's a bottle and bond expression from New Riff, and it has their usual non-GMO corn and barley with red turkey wheat sourced from Ohio. So on the nose, I definitely got this heavily textured, grainy, bready thing going on with oak. On the palate, you get a nice zesty, citrusy hit, and then it comes down into some darkened fruit.
Deep and dark.
Yeah. But even though you go through a ride, it's kind of like a roller coaster, you end up in a really nice place. It turns out to be well balanced because all the different notes, they blend together. And this black cherry skin in the finish is just really unique. I've never had red turkey wheat before.
Same, my first time too. Brett, you have red turkey wheat?
My introduction
this is my first time as well. And I'm not really sure that I'm a fan yet, you know? So, I mean, it's this one here didn't make me a fan yet. I mean, I'm okay with it, but I'm not like, okay, I got to go out and get that red turkey wheat again. That's the way I'm looking at it. I mean, everything else was delicious on this, but there's just something that didn't put me over the edge of saying, yeah, let's get that wheat.
Is it too dry for you? Is it the dry mouth that throws you off?
I would never call this a wheater. It doesn't taste like a wheater to me. You know, it's 25% wheat, and that's the flavor grain here.
Right, corn and wheat. Yeah,
Doesn't taste like a wheater. That's different.
What do you think? It's a corner.
It's more corn and a little bit. The spice is there. I think it would have more rye. You don't think there's more spice here?
Well, there's no rye in it.
There's zero rye in it. But I get the great spice.
You know, so it's.
It doesn't taste like a wheater to me, Bob.
It doesn't taste like a wheater.
No, it doesn't. And it's very, very different. I mean, I get the bread dough on the nose. I get dark fruit, stewed fruit on the nose. I get citrus on the nose. But again, there's huge citrus.
You don't get
citrus.
That vanilla creme brulee from the wheat, right?
There's huge citrus. There's huge dark stewed fruit. There's lots of black cherry on the palate on this. It is not what you would think of as a wheated whiskey. At all, which I find very interesting. I think it's really well done.
I think it's very well done. Yeah. I think they've gone off the track of trying something new.
I think they broke your brain
and made it work.
They broke you, Brent. They broke you,
and they made it work. But I'm not like I haven't been like this is the wheat that I'm going to be going after next time I'm looking for a wheated whiskey.
Walking around pouting like your little sister took your last Oreo. And not a traditional Oreo. No, a limited edition Oreo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Exactly. Somebody needs to just chill. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This is the limited edition Oreo of whiskeys.
Well, yes. We're going to rate the New Riff Red Turkey Wheated Kentucky Straight Bourbon a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
That's all the time we have for today. I want to thank everybody for joining me. Thank you, Brent.
It's always been a pleasure to be here, and I really love the product line of where they are going with their products today, which a lot of times we don't get to see the expression that they're of what they want to try to express.
Thank you, Harm.
Thanks, Bob. Let me just say, we didn't mention this during the regular show. New Riff is a sweet mash, not sour. So thank you for having me here.
Justin? No, they're not.
No, they're not. Yeah.
New Riff's not sweet mash?
No. Go back to sleep. Thank you, Justin.
Such a great variety of bourbon today. So thank you, Bob, for sourcing them all. And it was a great day in the basement.
And this is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And thankfully, we didn't have any bad whiskey today.
Nope, no bad whiskeys today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.